I think we can all agree over the last 48 hours or so, one story has gripped the attention of the nation and really the world. It is the tragedy in Aurora, Colorado. It has cast a very long shadow over this summer, and it is likely going to stand as one of the worst mass shootings in American history. With that, Aurora joins a sad list of places whose names have become synonymous with senseless violence and loss. Places like Columbine and Fort Hood and Virginia Tech. Late Friday, the bishops of Denver issued a statement, and they said, "For those who were killed, our hope is the tender mercy of our God. Neither death nor life," reflected St. Paul, "can separate us from the love of God. And for those who were wounded, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, our hope is in their recovery and renewal. To them we offer our prayers, our ears to listen, and our hearts to love." With that, I think they touched on something profound and something profoundly human. Shortly after the attacks in the movie theater, a Lutheran pastor whose church was nearby dropped what he was doing and he went to Gateway High School, where survivors and their families had gathered. Reverend Michael Borgstead said that victims and witnesses needed what he called a listening ear. And he walked over to the school and he said he wanted to provide whatever counsel he could. "I'm just hoping to sit with them," he said, "and pray." Sometimes that's all we can do, to be there for others. Very often when we suffer our own grief and loss and find ourselves searching for answers, we are given new hope by a sympathetic ear and a friendly face and a consoling hand to hold. We need someone to take us when we are frightened, to comfort us when we are hurt, and to help us make sense of a senseless world. We need someone, in other words, to be Jesus. All of which helps shed light, I think, on this Sunday's gospel. Trying to take a break, Jesus suggested to his apostles that they go away to a deserted spot. But they couldn't. The crowds followed them. Not only did they follow them, they hastened to the other side of the Sea of Galilee and met them at the shore. And the gospel presents a very poignant picture of what Jesus saw as he disembarked. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them. For they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. I think one of the things he taught them is something we all need to be taught, especially during these troubled times. It is this: God will not refuse anyone who seeks him with a sincere heart. He knows our anxieties, our hurts, our hopes. He will not deny us what we need for our salvation. As the psalm puts it that we just heard, one that is so familiar to all of us, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." And just as Jesus was there for the people waiting for him on the shore, people who were seeking him, wanting to be with him, so he is here for us today in the tabernacle and on the altar. He is here for us in our loss, in our confusion, in our grief. I'm reminded of that beautiful moment of the Transfiguration when Peter says to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here." I can't help but think the followers of Jesus who hastened to the shoreside to hear him felt the same way. And perhaps Jesus himself, sharing that moment of community, that moment of shared hope, thought the same thing as well. Surveying the crowd as he climbed out of the boat, maybe he said to himself, "Yes, it is good that we are here. And it is good this Sunday that we are here to be reminded once again, God does not refuse those who seek Him. He comes to those who are waiting for Him. We seek Him and we wait for Him in so many ways. I imagine it was that way on the seashore that day, just as it is today. There were people who were sick, frightened, worried. There were those whose hearts were burning from something Christ had said. There were those seeking answers to questions that maybe they couldn't even put into words. But something compelled them to be there. And when he saw them, as the gospel puts it, he began to teach them many things. He is still teaching us, if only we are willing to listen. He is still available to us, if only we are willing to make the journey. It is good that we are here today to seek Him, to talk with Him, to receive Him, and to carry Him with us and within us out into the world. It is a world that is broken and hurt and angry. It is a world desperately in need of peace and the Prince of Peace. This weekend, we pray for peace for all of those who have been scarred by the events in Aurora, the victims, their families, and yes, the gunmen. We pray for consolation in their pain, compassion in their suffering, and healing in their heartbreak. We pray that they will remember the beautiful truth revealed to those nameless men, women, and children on the shore of the Sea of Galilee all those centuries ago. To all who seek Him, all who wait for Him, all who hope for Him, God will not say no.